spring can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people.
To me, it's skunk cabbage in February.
To me, it's skunks actually mating in February.
And for me, I think it's seeing a robin, which I see right behind you, Dr. Welsh. Robins have always seemed like a bit of a harbinger of spring. But you know, for millions of Pennsylvanians, spring doesn't really begin until the opening day of trout season. Folks who fish all year, and even some who don't, wouldn't miss the chance to be knee-deep in water at the crack of dawn. Here's the Allegheny Front's Deborah Weisberg with the story.
Got a big one.
Yeah.
On this chilly Saturday morning, fishermen stand shoulder to shoulder on Montour Run near Pittsburgh. Although most anglers hate crowds, this is one day of the year when crowds are part of the picture.
If you want a little room on the stream, wait a few weeks. There's plenty of room. Opening day is a social event. It's about catching a few fish and having a good time.
Fishing guide John Bodner used to live near Montour Run, and he's still a member of the Forest Grove Sportsmen's Association, which has adopted the stream. Although he spends most of his time in Erie, on opening day, you'll find him here.
Well, let's love it. I love to fish, and I fish about every day of the year, and I wouldn't miss this. If I was beat up, battered, and 500 years old, it'd wheel me on the stream. I don't care. I'd have to be there.
The state stocks trout in streams and lakes all over Pennsylvania for opening day. Many sportsmen's groups, like Forest Grove, also stock trout. That brings anglers like Ron Kozel to their favorite spot at the crack of dawn.
I was here about 6:45 this morning.
How many opening days have you fished?
This is probably my 50th or so or better.
20 years ago, Kozel and others had to fish elsewhere on opening day. Urban streams like Montour Run were too polluted to hold trout. But watershed and sportsmen's clubs across Pennsylvania have transformed fisheries like this one by partnering with state agencies on water quality and habitat improvements. John Buckshaw and Mike Kirkala belong to Forest Grove. That group and the Montour Run Watershed Association have been pivotal in the stream's regeneration.
15 years ago, this was an open sore when we cleaned the whole thing up. It's a lot of individual effort to do what we did, and makes it enjoyable for a lot of people.
Especially when people said that the stream couldn't hold fish, couldn't hold trout.
Right, couldn't hold
trout. You know, they've been proving that there's holdovers, and you can catch fish, and the water quality is excellent, and it's the habitat, you know, with the Sportsman's Club and the Watershed Association is really turning it around.
On Montour Run, they've dealt not only with acid mine drainage, but with toxic runoff from nearby Greater Pittsburgh Airport. Gary Smith is a biologist with the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission.
There would be fish kills that would occur here because of a number of factors, one of them being the de-icing agents they use at the Pittsburgh Airport that would get into the stream during the springtime and basically kill all the fish in here. The airport has made great advances, and they've changed to more environmentally friendly de-icing agents.
More than 5 years ago, Montour Run became healthy enough for the Fish Commission to add it to the stocking schedule. But that doesn't mean stream improvements are done. Smith and anglers like Bodner are now partnering on a bank stabilization project.
The big thing now we're worried about is development and siltation and warm water going in. But this fish do real well here. There's trout in the stream all the way through the summer, which it's hard to find anywhere in southwest Pennsylvania that you can have that.
For Bodner and others, a healthy Montour Run also means many more opening days.
I went down to the fishing hole, and I sat down with my fishing pole. Some grabbed my hook, and it got my bait, and it jerked me out in the middle of the lake. Some jump, I got sunk.